You're listening to SBS News.
The Scanlon Foundation's 2020 Social Cohesion Report provides an insight into the resilience of Australians when faced with a major crisis. Two surveys carried out in July and November included more than 140 questions intended to gauge public opinion on population issues and community harmony. The report's author, Emeritus Professor Andrew Marcus, says taken together, they show Australia to be strong under pressure.
The surveys point to a resilient, resourceful, adaptive society. Perhaps a result that will surprise many.
A large majority of the 5,000-plus respondents continued to back open trade and a diverse immigration intake. However, Australians consistently looked for integration.
We asked, do you think that governments should be funding cultural maintenance for minorities? Consistently, only one-third of respondents will agree with that, and two-thirds of respondents do not think that governments should be funding that.
Despite lockdowns, border closures and layoffs that could weaken unity, the surveys didn't find evidence of heightened xenophobia in Australia. But a high level of negative opinion towards Australians of Asian, African and Middle Eastern background was found to persist. 49% of respondents said they held very negative or somewhat negative feelings towards Iraqis and Sudanese. Another 47% had negative feelings towards Chinese. In a statement, Race Discrimination Commissioner Chin Tan says while things are gradually trending in the right direction, there's still much work to be done.
It is important to constantly reinforce the message that racism and discrimination cannot be tolerated in any form. We also need to include members of diverse communities in all areas of Australian society. And our leaders need to constantly reinforce Australian values of diversity and equality.
As in past years, a large number of respondents indicated a negative view towards Muslim Australians. In 2020, 37% of respondents held a negative attitude to Muslims, down from 41% the year before. Asian Australian respondents expressed high levels of concerns about discrimination. 59% of respondents born in an Asian country thought racism was a very big problem or fairly big problem. And 39% said they'd experienced discrimination, marginally down from an averaged 41% in 2018-19. A special survey of Chinese Australians in language found a high number declined to answer if they had had negative experiences.
And this could be a result explained in terms of culture, that Chinese Australians don't want to cause waves. They don't want to draw attention to themselves.
22% of Chinese Australian respondents reported they'd experienced discrimination more often since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. Lead convener of the Asian Australian Alliance in Victoria, Melina Asthana, says it's shocking but not surprising. Last April, the Asian Australian Alliance launched an online site where Asian Australians can log reports of racist incidents associated with COVID-19.
We have received so far 500 reports of racism against Asians in Australia. Over 60% of the incidents were racial slurs or verbal abuse and being spat upon. And it was done mainly on sidewalks or streets, some in the supermarkets.
Most of the incidents occurred on the street, some in supermarkets. 90% of them were not reported to any authorities.
We are asking, what are we doing about this problem? How are we going to change things? How is the narrative going to change, whether it's in the media, and what action, whether there's going to be a national plan for this that can be undertaken to address this issue? So there is things we want to see changed, and we hope that action is taken.
Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.